Yeehaw! Here we go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this Wednesday, August 28th. It's Dave here, and everything that you want to hear again, or for the first time, if you were slacking this morning, as far as the John DeBella Show is concerned. We started out with the Ohio State. Heard a study that'll make you reconsider passing the pipe with your pothead friends. Beware of the poop balls. That's what the Smoky Mountains wants us to know. Elvis is back on Netflix. We spun the wheel once again for a Long Song Wednesday and ended a major drought. We dipped our toes into the deep end and welcomed the Phillies' John Brasier back in studio to promote upcoming homestands. And we heard a rather entertaining story about the Phillies' Sarge, who has always been a morning show favorite here on the show. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
The John DeBella Show, 66 degrees outside, a cloudy day ahead of us with the temperature getting up to 81 degrees. It could be a passing shower. The Van Halen.
That was very Ohio State of you.
I'm doing that on purpose.
It's college football season, boys. Well,
not only that, but Ohio State thinks that they've got prime dibs on the word, right? And they're going to try to trademark it.
Right.
All right. So this year, I'm sorry, if you're from Florida State and you say the Florida State, they're going to say, right? You know what? In all honesty, I believe Ohio owns it. I mean, weren't they the first ones to do it?
I'm not sure who was the first to be the. It was in that whole time when they were like the School of Hard Knocks when they were getting introduced on Monday Night Football.
Right.
You know, Randy Moss, School of Hard Knocks. I don't know, but I did see a tweet from the University of Michigan.
Right.
Their Twitter account put U of M, but the U was small, the M was small, and of was the main piece of it.
It's a good troll.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
I guess, as far as science is concerned, the most disgusting thing out there in the world is a public toilet seat. Because it seems like anytime they're doing some sort of, you know, check on how is this, you know, how clean is this? Well, in comparison to a public toilet seat, right? Well, yeah. They just decided that the Puff Puff Pass generation had better learn about this one. If you're someone who uses some sort of device to smoke your marijuana with, whether it's a pipe or a bong or something like that, you might want to learn about some of the things that has just come out of this lab study that shows the average cannabis smoking device has 50% more bacteria than a public toilet seat.
Wow.
And 90% more than a dumpster.
Oh, my God.
Right? It goes on.
Ugh.
Right? 1,304% more bacteria than your dog food bowl. Right, 530% more bacteria than a cell phone screen, 92% more bacteria than an ATM keypad, and 62% more bacteria than a shopping cart handle.
Is it saying it's because you're putting your mouth on it?
It's because mouth to mouth to mouth to mouth people passing these devices.
Right.
So from now on, you dirty white boys, start carrying your Clorox wipes with you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Rushing out, this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Just got this. Just got something you might. National Park Service issued a warning this morning.
All right.
All right, you better be ready for this
one. Run for my weapon?
I don't think so. You should run for your shovel. All right. All right. It seems that if you are visiting the Great Smoky Mountains sometime in the near future, this is not about bears or other wild animals, although in a way it is. It's about rolling balls of crap.
What?
All right. Yeah, what? Turds, poop, dookie, whatever you want to call it. All right. Visitors are warned to be on the lookout for bear, deer, and other kinds of animal eliminations that appear to be rolling around on their own. Haunted crap, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
A video game?
No. It's some kind of, it's not a poopy poltergeist.
Yeah, it sounds like something from Angry Birds or something.
Apparently, dung beetles roll it around as part of their birthing process.
Oh, well, that's actually what we're doing in my birthing process.
Steve's second baby is on its way Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, right? In 13 days.
Yeah. So when do you start rolling her in the poop?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. As long as we know that
we're having Mexican tonight, baby.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
MGK.
There was an announcement this morning that Netflix makes an announcement like every 15 minutes of something they're going to do.
Yep.
And they're going to change the format of the layout of Netflix now. Okay. Right, where it's going to be what's new and what's coming up, which I believe are kind of there already, but now they're going to be separate categories.
So it's – I don't understand. What are they just putting up trailers?
Right. Well, one will be a trailer thing, and the other one will be what's coming next week, which might also be a trailer thing.
Yeah.
Just stop autoplaying. That's all I request. Please.
Yeah, or give me more time to decide.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether I want to watch the credits.
Give me 15 seconds to read the description before you throw all of this action at me. And speaking of action, they've got a new cartoon-based crime fighter series coming to them. Okay. You ready for this one?
Yep.
All right. It's Elvis Presley. All right. They've announced Agent King. It's in the works, an animated action comedy series from Priscilla Presley and John Eddy, not the one from Philadelphia. In the show, you can see Presley lose the jumpsuit and trade it in for a jetpack as he works as a badass government spy. Who's this appealing to?
Well, they're bringing back Johnny Bravo is what they're doing. That's really what Johnny Bravo was. He's basically Elvis.
And he knows karate, so there better be some karate involved, too.
All right. But who's going to appeal to? 80-year-olds and 8-year-olds?
Our intern over there is like, who's Elvis?
Elvis, yeah, exactly.
Never heard of this guy.
Elvis, Agent King.
He's that morning show guy from that other station.
Yeah,
isn't
that was Elvis. Yeah. Yeah. Who's as old as me and nobody knows it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
But it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for us once again to get to the Wheel of Long Songs. Let's see. We left off last week. Rolling Stones, Can't You Hear Me Knocking? That's still on the wheel. Skinner's Freebird on the wheel. The listener picks. Great listener picks this week. A lot of great listener picks came in this week. I'm actually hoping for a listener pick today. Genesis, Tonight. Meatloaf, new on the wheel. Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And Led Zeppelin, When the Levee Breaks. And then, of course, the two bonus slots. We don't know what's behind them. We have hit a bonus slot. When was the last time we hit a bonus slot, you said?
Months and months.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And it was twice in a row and never again.
January 16th and January
23rd. Wow. So...
We're due.
We're due. And I'm dying to know what the hell's under there.
Yeah,
all right. What was the last one? Was it Thunderclap Newman? Is something in the air? Is that the one we did?
It was.
Thunderclap Newman.
Well, Thunderclap was a listener pick.
Sounds like a wrestler.
Soul Sacrifice and The Shape I'm In.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then it's time to spin this wheel.
Whee!
I love watching Gritty go around in the middle.
My Lord, and boom. There is video to prove it, as there is each and every week.
We're live on Instagram.
Right. So, are you ready?
Oh, I can't wait. I need that closure.
Here we go.
What did our boss write?
It is a Rod Stewart song.
All right, hold on.
All right. Go find that. I can honestly say I don't remember the last time this got played. All right. By me or on the radio.
All right, so I typed in the last word of it.
Right.
It didn't come up, and I was going to say, uh-oh, we don't have it. We have it.
We have it?
Yeah,
all right.
It's good.
And it's, wow. I mean, it's almost a long song.
It's close.
5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, beautiful.
Rod Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, and Mandolin Wind. Oh, this is gorgeous. Do you know he doesn't know the name of the guy who played mandolin in this song? I asked him about it once. He goes, I don't know. I forgot that name years ago.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Phil Collins, Rod Stewart before that with Mandolin Wind. That's a true story. I had asked Rob years ago. Right, you know, who's playing mandolin? I always love Mandolin Wind. Who's playing mandolin song? I don't know.
That's amazing.
Okay, fine. Obviously, they were very, very close. We got a bunch of, I mean, I cannot believe the amount of texts we got this morning. I can't believe the amount of texts we got for Long Song Wednesday after we picked the song for Long Song Wednesday.
I guess people are back from vacay or something.
Yeah, I guess so. You know? All right. But, and as far as the bonus, someone questioned, wait a second, that song wasn't long. No, the bonus tracks don't have to be long. They could just be anything. We just don't know what they are. They're usually deep tracks. Speaking of which, right, we are going to do a deep tracks weekend all weekend long. We're going to be playing in the deep end and doing deep tracks throughout the weekend, album tracks, you know, just stuff that is just you haven't heard in a while. It's just going to be great. You know what I'm thinking? If this is going to start on Friday, why don't we reset the wheel with nothing but deep tracks on it?
Nice.
And then every time we go to play one, we'll spin the wheel and let the wheel determine what
Twilight
song we're going to play.
Zone.
Yeah. Not Twilight Zone. Please,
not
Twilight
deep
Zone.
Enough?
No.
For the morning, that's deep.
Right.
Thank you.
It shows up on the wheel of long songs.
Yeah, it's been
let's
a while,
go for stuff. You went damn Twilight Zone.
Well, right? It's
like only three songs in your life. Twilight Zone, right?
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck.
Steven,
Right. Thunderstruck, right. And what's the other one?
Rain and Blood.
No. The Santana song, Smooth.
Right? Yay!
Featuring Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20.
You brought that up. I have some complaints that Rob Thomas wasn't at the heavy hitter.
No one complained.
I bet they did.
No one complained.
A suggestion box right at the entrance on the Walt Whitman side.
Right. And you forgot to pick it up. And if you did, you would have found out it was empty. John Brazier from the Phillies is going to join us. He's got tickets for the Mets game Sunday night.
Yes.
Mets game's at 7:05 on Sunday, not the normal Sunday afternoon game. So he'll have tickets for that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, it's always a joy when he comes into the studio, and even a bigger joy when he leaves. It's the one and only.
That's not right.
No, we love when you come by. And you know, to this day, you are my wife's favorite guest on the show.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, actually, you're the second favorite guest. I think Vinny Brand moved into number one position. So.
And I've been on your show now for what? How many years?
You
were thin the last time.
All right. Yeah,
first time. And probably had dark hair.
Yeah. And I had hair. Right. So, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, John Brazier from the Phillies is here.
And I finally saw a Beatle. I saw Ringo Starr.
Oh, you saw him at the Met.
Andre Gardner was out there.
Of course he was.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he had candles around Ringo and everything. He was praying.
Yes, he did.
Before we even get into Philly stuff or what we're going to make you do for Philly stuff, your daughter has her own charity now?
Well, she started this thing called the Jolly Jamboree, which is CHOP, and we had her first event last year. It's at the atrium of CHOP, so it's just for kids. It's more of an entertainment for the patients there. My daughter was a patient there a long time ago, and she wanted to give back. So it's kind of our way to kind of hopefully she can grow into the charity, which
How
is great.
How old is she?
She's 11. She'll be going into middle school. So.
Wow. Oh, that's hard to deal with. I remember when she wasn't here.
That's exactly right. Believe me.
So, wow, that's amazing. And Debbie's going to be part of this?
Yes. Well, can I plug it already?
Yeah, good.
Thursday night, tomorrow night, if you're out in Wayne area, 118 North is an awesome place on right on North Wayne Avenue. And we're going to have an event. Debbie Calton will be out there spinning tunes. And we're going to have Mike Mamula and Tommy Green. And we're going to have Tom McGinnis from the Sixers. And there's going to be, again, other celebrity bartenders. And it's a way to raise funds for this.
All right. Well, that's great. That is good. Cool. And good. And it's amazing your daughter is drinking at such an early age.
Yes.
Right? Well, but it is time for the $25 sports pyramid. All right, you don't need headphones for this.
Any
headphones for this? Right. All of a sudden, John realizes it.
He never uses headphones.
I know.
No one wants to use headphones.
Well, I just thought I couldn't hear the music.
All right,
you don't need the music. That's nothing to do with it. This is just a filler.
Right.
For some reason, I'm not feeling good on this one.
No. Well, with Andrew Luck, surprisingly retiring, right? You know, 2 weeks before the season starts.
Thank God, my fantasy draft is Friday.
Yeah,
smart man.
Anybody had a fantasy draft before the fourth, preseason?
You're looking at him,
right? Yeah,
he probably had T.Y. Hilton too.
No, I didn't. But he's my keeper.
That's good.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna play $25,000 pyramid with you.
Okay.
And these guys are gonna try to get the names of retired Philadelphia sports people,
okay,
right, out of you. They'll give you clues, and every time you get one right, you could promote something.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'm so old, I remember the $25,000 pyramid. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. I remember when it was
$10,000.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Well, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Do I get a lifeline? Right, someone right, be on my lifeline?
Dude, you should be fine. Right. You lived in Philadelphia pretty much
10 seconds for each one, right?
Yeah. Only 10 seconds. Here we go. First one.
Yeah.
We're going to go to hockey.
Okay.
All right. He's not a very good looking man.
Not a good looking man.
He is also a coach in the NHL.
Well, it can't be the Chief, because the Chief is a good looking. Berube is a good
looking. Okay, it's not Berube, no. He wore I don't want to give you the number. He was a winger. Only got a couple seconds
left. Coach in the NHL. Why am I speaking here?
And I'm sorry, your time is up.
Rod Brindamore.
Rod, so. All right, so
probably the ugliest flyer to ever play.
Yes.
I love him, though.
He's a move.
Let's move you on to your next question.
I have a picture with him 25 years ago.
All right. What is this? Just back in time with John Brazier today?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
All right.
Next one, Dave.
All right.
Jeez, how's it feeling?
Former Sixer. Last name is synonymous with a buttocks.
Buttocks.
Yes.
Buttocks.
Mid-2000s.
There's a way.
Mid-2000s coach. His first name is one of the Three Stooges.
Fred Stushy? Tushy? No. Hold on.
First name Stooges, last name Buck.
Seconds. Mo Cheeks.
Bam!
Final. There you go.
There
Mo
you
Cheeks.
Go. Just one for
How
you.
About that? Well, tonight we got John Dorenbos, a magician.
Oh, really?
Former Eagles long snapper throwing out the first pitch. He's going to take a little BP, too. It's a 6:05 start. The last game in the series versus the Pirates. Tonight,
okay.
6:05.
All right. Move him on to
Mo
his next
Cheeks.
Retired
I like the
Philadelphia
Three Stooges.
Sports
that helped.
Star.
All right. Former Philly.
Okay.
Played in the outfield.
Okay.
Had a bulldog.
Had a bulldog. Pat Burrell.
There we go.
Pat Burrell, yes.
That's another one for you.
Well, Friday, we play the Mets. Big three-game series.
Mm-hmm.
Play the Mets. It's Bark in the Park. Now, it is sold out, but there's going to be tons of dogs, over 350 dogs in the stands on Friday night, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Right.
Friday night, the Mets.
I can't wait to watch that game and listen to those guys. Oh, look, a dog. Next one. You're doing good, John.
Thank you.
This was a cornerback of ours for almost a decade.
Oh, boy.
In the 90s, in the McNabb era. Went to Notre Dame.
Oh, I should know this.
The Gold Helmets. Last name is the first name
Five
of
seconds.
Our current intern, who's a girl. Not our current intern. She
Three
works
seconds.
Here now, but blonde girl.
God, how last name. I'm a big Eagles.
Oh, boy.
I don't.
Wait.
Nickname.
I'm surprised you can't remember Khaleesi's real name.
Well, all right, your time's up. So
yeah.
Right. Buzzer,
Bobby Taylor.
Nickname would have been the Blanket. Bobby the Blanket.
Bobby the Blanket.
I forgot the nickname. Right. Yeah, Bobby right, Taylor.
Not the name that time. All right, here we go. Taylor. Once
one.
Again, one more.
All right, one more.
Oh, give him the next one. Give him a shot.
All right, fine. Former senator.
Yeah, Jim Bunning.
There you go.
I thought you were talking Washington.
I knew
Center.
You'd get Bunning.
And yes, and that leads me to on Sunday.
All
kids 14 and under are going to get this awesome Phillies Back to School backpack sponsored by Fontes Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Look at this backpack.
It's
perfect
nice
for
one.
Your kids
right.
going back to school, which a lot of kids are going back to school. I know that because I sat in a lot of traffic today.
So. That is actually a really great bag. I mean, they put up some serious. Yeah, when I go back to school.
Yes.
Right. You know,
Roddy Dangerfield.
I go back to school. Let's find your memory. Remember your hearing. Okay.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
Now what do you want to do for these Philly tickets?
Well, we have a pair of tickets for that Sunday. Right. Where if you bring
7:05 game, so not a 1:05.
You're right. I'm sorry. It's 7:05 ESPN game. You're exactly right. Thank you very much. 7:05 start. So
I have a great way to give them out because we didn't
you
use
do?
This. Yeah.
Okay, got
if it. You can tell us the actual name of the retired Eagles player who played in the XFL under the name of He Hate Me.
Ooh.
You'll oh, my
tickets.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't say the answer.
Right. Yeah. Do you even know that?
I think I do know the answer.
You think
I'll
you do
tell
know
you
that?
Off the air.
It's all
okay.
Sealed here, yeah.
All right.
First person to correctly tell us the real name of the guy who played in the XFL under the name of He Hate Me.
He Hate Me. 215-263-WMGK. Good to see you, John.
Great seeing you guys.
Thank you for our book bags. I know everyone at school will be impressed.
The John DiBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
We said that John Brazier was going to tell us a Sarge story, and then we skip right past it. So let's just take a moment.
Yep.
All right, because whenever John comes in, eventually there's a Sarge story. So
well, I have Dave right next to me, and I remember when since Dave put together the great bit that actually went totally viral, right? When I introduced you to Sarge, that was one of the great moments. Sarge, this is a guy that basically threw you under the bus.
Right.
For the whole city to hear about, right?
Right, but my favorite moment was, and I just told Sarge a story or reminded him of the story, that I brought Country Station down about 5 years ago. Sarge had written a book, and he was going to do a book signing before the spring training, before the game.
Okay.
So I said to the country person, they interviewed Sarge, and during the interview, live interview, she said, "Now, Sarge, I understand you're doing a book signing upstairs in an hour or so. What's the name of your book?" And he looks at me, and he whispers, "What's the name of my book?"
Come on.
I looked at Sarge, I'm like, "I don't know what the name of your book is." How would I know? I didn't write it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You have the right to remain horny. Oh,
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.